What's up, word nerds? Welcome to the dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. I am Spencer. That is me. Who are you? You can tell me who you are if you want to. Send me an email, call, leave me a voicemail. Follow me on the social media at DictionaryPod or at SpeedJampar, and tell me a little bit about yourself. Why are you listening or watching this podcast? What does it mean to you? Do you want me to keep on going or stop? If you are listening, you probably don't want me to stop. This is a lot of work, and I hope that more people can check it out, so all of that work will make it worth it. All right. I don't even think we can call this the home stretch of the F's anymore. We literally have 4 episodes left. That's it. Wowee. All right, let's do it. Let's finish up the F's. Here we go. The first word in this episode is fusil, F-U-S-I-L. It is the first form. You can also say fusile if you add an E at the end. Some people like to say that, fusil or fusile. So this is an adjective from the 14th century. Number 1 is archaic, and we have 1A. Actually, number 2 is archaic as well, so all of this is archaic. 1A. Made by melting and pouring into forms, and the synonym is cast. This is a very cool thing. So many examples of when people do this. Right off the bat, I think of stop motion characters. They'll create the character, and then they'll create a mold of it. They'll pour some, I don't know, plastery plastic stuff on it, create a mold, pop it open, take the original thing out, then they have a negative, and then they can put those pieces together, inject some ooey gooey stuff into it, and then boom, they got a puppet. They probably put a metal skeleton in there as well, an armature, and it's so very cool. I just saw something else on, it was probably on Instagram, where somebody had, they did that same process to their hands. Their hands were like in this sort of shape, kind of like where you're making a bird fly, your fingers are the wings. And they casted them, well, on somebody's butt. So they had the shape of hands holding a butt. And then they casted them and they did everything. And they fused them with a bike seat. The bike seat was where the hands met, kind of. And then they painted it to look like realistic hands. And then they literally put that on a bike. And so as they were riding their bike, it looked like there were 2 hands holding their butt. And it was very funny. All right, so yeah, that's melting, pouring into forms, casting. That's the action. Well, this is an adjective, so those hands were fusil hands. Oh, don't you love the tangents? 1B is liquefied by heat. Number 2, also archaic, the synonym is fusible. And so, yeah, we had all those fuse words in the previous episode. Heating and melting and fusing and combining and joining. And stuff like that. No more additional etymology. So I'm going to make a sound effect. And, what am I going to do? Am I going to go like, I might have done this in the previous episode, but that's okay. We're going to go. Okay, now we have, it's the same word, fusil or fusile. This one is the second form. And it is a noun from 1680. This is a light flintlock musket. A light flintlock musket. So this is an old school gun. Don't know much about these, but I am curious to know about the etymology. Let's see. This is a French. Would they say fusil? Fusil? Probably not. It literally means steel for striking fire. It's an interesting word with an interesting meaning. It's a single word that means steel for striking fire. Also from the lower Latin, focus, which means fire. I think it also means hearth, maybe. And there's more at the word fuel. So, this is a very clear etymology. Steel for striking fire. you connect that to a gun because the gun is probably made of steel, and when that little clicky thing goes bang and it hits the bullet, it is striking the fire. It is making the gunpowder go woohoo. I gotta run now because I'm on fire, kind of. And then it shoots the bullet. So yeah, a light flintlock musket is a fusil. And of course, let's just look up a picture. If we can find our mouse and stuff. Let's see. Where is the U? Why? All the other letters. Fusil. Oh my gosh, I am all off on my letters today. I keep on typing the wrong things. Here we go. Fusil musket. I think I had to cut some of that out because I was having problems with my keyboard. Yep, this looks like an old musket. I assume from the 1600s. Yep, that's it. Looks just like a long gun. I don't know my guns. All right, next, moving on to... We have fusilier. Fusilier, it's the word fusil. We have added an I-E-R at the end, or an E-E-R. It is a noun also from 1680. Number one, a soldier armed with a fusil. The fusilier is holding the fusil, and then they will point it at other people and shoot them dead. Nah, don't love that. Number two is a member of a British regiment formerly armed with fusils. So is this a current thing? Do the British people currently have fusiliers? And I'm sure all the young people are like, what does that word mean? Why are they called fusiliers? What is that? Well, now we know. All of you young British people checking out this podcast, now you know that they used to be armed with fusils. Yeah, we already know the etymology, so we're going to go on to... Okay, now we have fusillade, or fusillade, or fusillade, or fusillade, and you can also do a z sound instead of a s sound. It is the word fusil with an additional l-a-d-e at the end. Fusillade, I guess I'll say that. Noun from 1801. Number 1a. A number of shots fired simultaneously or in rapid succession. Well, this obviously seems connected to the light flintlock musket. 1b is something that gives the effect of a fusillade, which is literally the word that we're talking about. The example is a fusillade of rocks and bottles. So this is something that this 1B is something that gives the effect of shots fired simultaneously or in rapid succession. And the example is basically a bunch of rocks and bottles being thrown at the same time. Maybe there's a riot, something that's the people are trying to fight against the police and the National Guard and the government because they're doing things illegally and bad and disrespecting humans. And so maybe we can throw some rocks and bottles at them. That is a thing that happens sometimes. Give them a fusillade. Number two, a spirited outburst, especially of criticism. Well, we are seeing a lot of that these days. You know, sorry, sometimes we got to bring the politics into the situation. Who knows what the world will be like when this episode airs in the middle of September. But it's like 5 weeks from me right now. But there's so many things that this American administration is doing that are terrible, 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 terrible. And there are a lot of people out there who are given fusillades of criticism on social media, on the news, on the YouTube, on wherever they can to get the word out there that what they're doing, this idiot is doing, is idiotic. I have a lot of criticism for that. All right, well, let's look at the etymology. We have a good idea. This is French, fusilier, which means to shoot. Also, just also from that word fusil, which we now know means steel for striking fire. So yes, this word is all, it's a Frenchy word, all about shooting guns, shooting bullets, shooting things, shooting cans off of a fence when there's no one around. All right, didn't know anything about any of these words. And now we will go on to something that I don't think is related at all. Let's find out. It is fusilli or fusilli, F-U-S-I-L-L-I. It looks like a double L. Yes. This is a noun from 1948. Oh, this word is so fusilli. It is spiral-shaped pasta. That's it. This could objectively be the best pasta because as being spiral-shaped, there is a lot of surface area to hold on to your various seasonings and sauces and dressings and stuff like that. And so you get so much flavor. As long as you season it up good, you get a lot of flavor with the fusilli pasta. There's, are they Frito, like, flavor blaster things or something? I think they're fusilli shaped, and they have a ton of flavor, because, like I said, they got all that extra surface area to hold on to seasonings. Those are really good. So, yes, of course, this is Italian. It is the plural of fusillo. Also from the Italian dialect word in southern Italy, that it's a diminutive of fuso, which means spindle, which I know we saw some spindle stuff, I think, in the last episode or two. It's like a spindle shape. It's kind of like long and skinny, but it's been twisted. You took that spindle and you twisted it because it's spiral shaped. I don't know. I think I need to make sure that I'm understanding my words correctly. But yeah, let's look up. Look, I got most of the letters in the thing here. But there we go. Fusilli pasta is auto-filling. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Look at all of these pasta dishes in front of me. We got red sauce pastas. We got yellow ones, maybe with just butter. We got veggies. We got tomatoes. We got all the stuff. All the stuff. All right, I'll have some fusilli pasta. Thank you very much. You can throw some pesto in there, some grated cheese. Obviously, I will have it all vegan. Now I'm ready for some pasta. All right, well, that's it for that one. Now we're going to go. That's the sound of fusion. F-U-S-I-O-N. It is a noun from the 14th century. Number one, the act or process of liquefying or rendering plastic by heat. It's the act or process. We're going to go do some fusion when we melt our stuff and stick it to some other stuff. Stick it to some other stuff. Melt some stuff. Stick it to some other stuff. Number two, a union by or as if by melting. A union by melting, or maybe it's like melting. As we got some sub-definitions to a merging of diverse, distinct, or separate elements into a unified whole. We're taking all of these things. Maybe a company there's some fusion of all of these different personalities and people coming together to create the best company ever. Also, I don't know, maybe they're going to talk about it here somewhere, but also, you know, a fusion restaurant. A fusion restaurant is pulling maybe aspects of Asian cooking and maybe aspects of food from Mexico and Italy and all other parts of the world and maybe even Ohio. And oh, look at that fusion restaurant, all the different culinary experiences in my mouth fusing together to make me go, wow. Now we have to be a political partnership. The synonym is coalition. So those political people, they're getting in partnerships and it's a fusion because they're partnering up. 2C. Popular music combining different styles and examples of those styles. Here's one example of the fusion music that you could create at home if you like. Would jazz and rock, combining jazz and rock, what's another combination? You could also combine blues and folk. Lots and lots of different types of music out there. And it's just like, oh, what would that sound like? Could I create that? Well, I couldn't create it, but maybe you could. If you make some fusion music, please send it to me. Next is 2D. Food, here we go. We got the food thing. Food prepared using techniques and ingredients of two or more ethnic or regional cuisines. This is called also fusion cuisine. That's what it is. Number 3. The union of atomic nuclei to form heavier nuclei, resulting in the release of enormous quantities of energy when certain light elements unite. And this is what is happening in the sun, in all of those stars out there in the universe, all of those billions and trillions of stars. This is what is happening. A whole bunch of, I think it starts with hydrogen, the single, it's got one thing, proton, whatever, I don't remember. One thing, a whole bunch of those hydrogen atoms, it's as broken down as it can be, and they all come together. They're like, ooh, hey, gravity is pulling us together. Whoa, gravity's really, really pulling us together. Oh my gosh, it's getting really, really tight in here. And there's, you know, countless of these atoms. And then the gravity is pulling them so much that they fuse together. They make fusion happen. And then it releases a bunch of energy. And then you're like, boom, now you got helium. You got, what is it, two hydrogens combined make a helium, I think. And then, as time goes on, there's all of these elements combining together. That's what they do. And it every time they fuse, a bunch of energy comes out. And then they fuse to larger and larger and heavier elements until I think finally iron is as much as it can fuse together. But as this process goes, it creates this energy and this light. And that's why all of those stars out there are blaring light at us. It's crazy out there. And it's plasma. It's plasma. It's not a solid or a liquid. It's a plasma, which is crazy. And of course, I will put links in the show notes for this. They Might Be Giants have two songs. One song is Why Does the Sun Shine? And then they released another song because the science wasn't as accurate as it could have been. And then they released a new song called Why Does the Sun Really Shine? The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma. All right. That's what's happening up there in the sky with the sun, if you didn't know that. Fusion. Also, scientists are trying to figure out how to do fusion in the lab, which seems dangerous, but it's also incredibly hard to do. I think they're like, ooh, maybe we can fuse two things together. They're like working on the very, very basics at this point, I think. But, you know, it's because it creates so much energy, it would be a very good way to provide energy to people. But also, they got to be really, really careful, I think, because it's dangerous. I wouldn't want to be in the lab when that's happening. But yeah, maybe someday we will have fusion energy that will be cheaper and easier. I don't know. And the sound of those atoms fusing together goes. Now we have fusionist. Noun from 1851. A person involved in a political fusion or in a musical fusion. I am involved in a musical fusion, so I am a fusionist. I think also a chef creating a fusion cuisine could also maybe be called a fusionist. When you're fusing things together, you're a fusionist. I don't think I'm fusing anything. I'm fusing me and words. All right, moving on to fuss. F-U-S-S. First form, noun from 1701. Number 1A, needless bustle or excitement. What's all the fuss? Why are you making such a fuss out of this? This is unnecessary. What's with this fuss? This is needless bustle or excitement. We're getting all excited over nothing. Quit your fussing. 1B, a show of flattering attention. The example is, made a big fuss over his favorite niece. A show of flattering attention. Well, I have a niece, and so she is definitely my favorite niece. She's my favorite person in my family who's the generation below me. And she is pretty dope and amazing and creative and cooler than I will ever be. And so I will definitely make a big fuss over her because she is fantastic. 2A, a state of agitation, especially over a trivial matter. It's not important. Don't worry about it. You're getting all agitated over nothing. Ooh, sometimes I make a fuss over things and I just gotta chill. 2B, the synonyms are objection and protest. Objection. I am protesting. I object to this. I fuss over this. I don't understand this one without a sentence. 2C, an often petty controversy or quarrel. Yes. It's a similar idea. Getting all agitated, getting excited, but it's unimportant. It's just petty. Quit your fussing. Just all that fussing that you got, send it out the window. The origin of this is unknown. Very sad. The second form of fuss is a verb from 1792. Oh, it looks like this one. Oh, here we go. We're starting with intransitive. 1A, to create or be in a state of restless activity. Especially, to shower flattering attentions, as in fussing over the grandchildren. So yes, this is the action of doing all of those things, either showing flattering attention. That's what the grandparents are doing here in this situation. And I'm sure we're going to see some definitions about needlessly bustling or being in a state of agitation and all that. But here we go, this first one. It's all about flattering attentions, fussing. I'm gonna fuss over you because you deserve it. You're so great. 1B, to pay close or undue attention to small details, as in fussed with her hair. Oh, I gotta get my hair just right. I gotta twist this up here and put this there and put a little spray and do a little brush and bloop bloop bloop. I'm fussing over it. Make sure it's perfect. Is it perfect? Yeah, sure. Why not? Also, just fussing over details. You know, sometimes you got to do that. You got to be like, I want it to be just right. But maybe sometimes being a perfectionist isn't necessary. So just fuss to the correct degree that you feel necessary. Number 2A, to become upset. The synonym is worry. Yeah, fussing. I'm worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm fussing. 2B, to express annoyance or pique. What is this? Is pique? Pikachu? No, I've definitely come across this word before. It is P-I-Q-U-E, and I've probably looked at this word before, but some of these words, you know, they just require a little bit extra reminders. Sometimes. P-I-Q-U-E is just peak. That's what I was thinking. But it looks like it's PQ. But I don't know what it is. What is it? It's annoyance or peak. So it's some sort of annoyance. I'm expressing annoyance. The synonym is complain. Yep. Sometimes I be fussing about, I'm just gonna complain for a second. Do I have anything to complain about at the moment? The warmth, for sure. Okay, now we have transitive. The synonyms are agitate and upset. That's it. Fusser, that is a noun. Now we have fuss budget. This is one word. Fuss budget just seems like a funny thing to me. This is a noun from circa 1904. It is one who fusses or is fussy, especially about trifles. Am I reading this word? Yes, fuss budget. Budget. Why budget? Fuss budgety. Fuss budgety. That is an adjective. So one who is fussy about trifles. Oh, just those little things. I'm being fussy about the details, about the things that don't really matter. Ah, you're being such a fuss budget. All right, I'm confused about the word budget here. If you have any information, or just a guess, I would be fine with a guess. Email me, leave me a voicemail. Do we have to go back to the word budget and look up, is there something in budget about this, somebody who's focusing on things, or a person, or I don't know. I'm now so curious about the word budget. I mean, I think of money when I think of budget. Oh, what's your budget? Here we go. Budget. Oh, boy. There's a lot of definitions. A quantity involved. Da, da, da. There's too much to read. I don't have the time. A statement of financial. Da, 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 da. Plan for coordinate. Da, da, da. Money. Here. More budget stuff. More money stuff. I don't know what a budget is. I mean, there's a leather pouch. I mean, I guess maybe that could be something. But that seems also sort of related to money. A fuss budget. You're putting all your trifles in your budget and you're fussing over them. I don't know. It's just a combination of words that make it funny. Next is fuss pot. Noun from 1921. The synonym is fuss budget. And for some reason, fuss pot makes more sense to me. But maybe that's because I've heard the word pot used in this context with other things. But to be honest, it really doesn't make any more sense. But if we take the budget definition of this leather pouch and a pot as in like something to hold stuff in, they're really kind of similar. So I guess, yeah, they're very similar in that way. A fuss budget and a fuss pot. You're being such a fuss pot and a fuss budget. These are the words that people were using in the early 1900s, and 100 years from now, people are going to be talking about the words that we're using here in the early 2000s, the early 21st century, and what words are they going to think are funny? I don't even know. I mean, bay, that's a word that sometimes people use. What are some other words that we use? I can't even think of anything because they sound normal to us at this point. Although a lot of these words these young kids are saying don't sound normal to me as an old man. And it's just going to get worse as time goes on. All right, moving on to fussy. Adjective from 1831. Number one, easily upset. The synonym is irritable. Number two, overly decorative. As in, a fussy wallpaper pattern. That's an interesting one. I don't think I've ever heard of that. Oh, that wallpaper pattern is so fussy. Ooh, it's hurting my eyes. It's too much. I can't look at it anymore. Turn off the fussy wallpaper. 3A. Requiring or giving close attention to details. As in, fussy bookkeeping procedures. Now, this is very important. This is when you want to be fussy. You want to be paying attention to all of the little details. You got to be right when you're doing your bookkeeping. You want to be accurate as possible. 3B. Revealing a sometimes extreme concern for niceties. The synonyms are fastidious and picky. Revealing a sometimes extreme concern for niceties. I'm revealing to you that I'm concerned about the niceties? Okay. Yeah, fastidious and picky. That seems fussy. Fussy to me, for sure. I guess there have been times, or in certain contexts, I might be fussy. But in general, I'm much more laid back than I used to be. I am not very fussy about things. I don't need them to be perfect. I need them to be just fine, just good enough. Fussily is an adverb, and fussiness is a noun. All right, I think we have one more word for this episode. It's Fustian, F-U-S-T-I-A-N, noun from the 13th century. Number 1A, a strong cotton and linen fabric is a fustian. 1B, a class of cotton fabrics usually having a pile face and twill weave. And of course, those are fabric terms. A pile face. Oh, look at you. You've got a pile face. Look at that pile face. I don't know. All right, number 2. High flown or affected writing or speech. High flown. So your speech or writing is affected or it's high flown. It's like up there. You're using the big words. This is not me. This is not my type of speech. Fustian, nope. I'm the opposite of whatever that is. I don't have good words. I use simple words. Things need to be described to me or by me very simply. Broadly, we got more. Anything high-flown or affected in style. Maybe my clothes can be fustian. Maybe because it comes from this strong cotton and linen fabric. Oh, look at that style. Look at Spencer's style. He's so fustian. And then he says things like, "What's going on, everybody? How are you today?" Fustian is an adjective. This word is from, Middle Latin, fustanium, which is probably from fustis, which means tree trunk. Also, a Latin, same word, I guess. It means stick or cudgel. So stick and tree trunk. And how did that become cotton fabrics? I mean, cotton grows and trees grow. But it seems like there should be more connection there. All right. Those were all of the words. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, everybody. It's now time for the word of the episode, everybody's favorite time, when I reread them, and then I pick one, and then I sing a little ditty, and then the episode ends. Everybody's so happy when the episode finally ends. Today we had fusel, fusel, fusilier, fusillade, fusilli, fusion, fusionist, fuss, fuss, fuss budget, fuss pot, fussy, and fustian. All right, well, I am debating between fusilli and fuss budget, I guess. I'm gonna be a fuss budget over my fusilli pasta. I'm focusing on the details of my fusilli pasta. No, I don't know. Let's do officially fusilli. Give me some fusilli pasta. I want some fusilli pasta. Fill the fusilli pasta up with various seasonings and sauces so I can eat my fusilli pasta. Oh boy, I don't know about that one. Did you feel the same way that I felt about that one? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, I'm going to end this episode because I don't think I have another movie to tell you about. And so this is it. That's all you're getting. And pretty soon, that's all you're getting for the Fs. This has been Spencer dispensing and fussing over some information. Goodbye.